Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now we have on the line with us on the radio.com Sports NFL Insider Brian Baldinger. Insider calls are brought to you by the midsize Metris from Mercedes-Benz. Brian, how you doing, man?
Deuce, what's happening, man? Good to hear your voice, man. Good to be with you guys.
Man, we surely appreciate you taking out a little time for us just to talk a little football. And, you know, first off, you know, just the news with Alvin Kamara not being able to go. Obviously, we knew Drew was not going to be able to go. But Jared Cook and Traquan Smith, all those guys, as well as Trey Hendrickson, not being able to go this weekend for the Saints. It was always going to be a tough matchup. But how tough do you look at this game now, not having some of those star players involved?
Well, we've never seen a Saints game without Alvin Kamara over the last 3 years, Deuce. So, you know, I mean, he was, you know, this four-game win streak, it started in Seattle in his first game without Drew. And, you know, I mean, it was basically Kamara. You know, the ball was in his hands almost every single play, it seemed like. And he single-handedly, you know, took Seattle apart and a couple touchdowns. And that got things going. But, you know, one thing I would say about this win streak right now, it's been a complete team effort. And, you know, it's been everybody. I mean, it's been – the defense has been outstanding. The run defense has been great. Lattimore's been awesome. Dennis Allen's been good. I mean, the defense has kind of driven this thing, especially last week, you know, holding Jacksonville to 6 points. You know, so I think that they'll – you know, if they're going to continue this thing, I mean, it'll just be another test for this team where, you know, they're undermanned and they've lost a lot of players. But, you know, the offensive line is still there. Latavius Murray's played a lot of football in this league. And, you know, I just think it'll be next man up, and we'll see, you know, just how resilient, which I think they really are, how resilient this team is.
You know, you mentioned that the Saints defense carrying this team this past few games, and a lot of credit to that defensive front of the Saints. What have you seen from the front seven of the black and gold, how they've been able to just really dominate the past three games?
Well, they shut down Chris Carson. They shut down Ezekiel Elliott.
Right.
They shut down Ronald Jones, and they shut down Leonard Fournette last week. I mean, it starts with stopping a run. And, you know, when I watch them, I just see excellent technique. I mean, it starts with Cam Jordan, but you watch, I don't care, pick a player. You know, Onyemata, Malcolm Brown. I mean, they all have the same technique. I mean, their hands are inside the offensive lineman's chest. They're bench pressing them off. They're disengaging. You know, they rotate a bunch of inside linebackers there. It doesn't matter if it's Demarius or AJ or, you know, whoever's in there. You know, I think they get to their gaps. They can move and stun a little bit up front, but guys aren't out of their gaps. They're not giving up big runs. And, you know, that's where it all starts. Gap integrity, just great run gap defense right now. And it starts with good technique and, you know, a good rotation of players at both defense line and linebacker right now.
When you look at that Bears defense, you know it's a salty unit, and they have been really for the last couple of years. Eddie Jackson, Roquan Smith, Khalil Mack, no Akeem Hicks. But, you know, what were the Raiders able to do so well to be able to slow them down and really be able to run the ball on them? I won't say it will, but it took the Bears kind of three quarters before they really woke up over there in London.
Well, you know, Deuce, yeah. You know, they ran for two touchdowns, you know, ran from the 12 and from the 2 yard line. I mean, you know, they ran the ball in, but you know, they got some explosive plays in the run game and they didn't shy away from running right at Khalil Mack. They ran toss crack right at him. And they got a wide receiver blocked out Khalil Mack. That Trent Brown is, you know, he can just, I mean, he's the biggest human being in the NFL. He can obliterate the sun. He's been excellent. They paid him to be the highest, you know, tackle in football and he's been worth every penny so far. They're going to get, Rodney Hudson back at right guard, but Denzel Ward was really good. Richie Incognito is just a nasty son of a gun, and Rodney Hudson as good as there is at center. I mean, they've been really good up front, and they blocked him is what they did. I mean, I know Akeem Hicks wasn't there, but Eddie Goldman was in there. They have a lot of the guys that can play the game inside, And they didn't fool him or trick him or anything, Deuce. They went right at him, and they blocked him pretty well, and he got a lot of 7 and 8 yard runs and one or two explosive runs and two runs inside the red zone. And that's kind of what it took, you know, there in London.
I know you got to appreciate, obviously, the play up front on the offensive line from the Saints. Now, did you expect that the center rookie Eric McCoy would come in and fit in so seamlessly right away?
Well, I thought it was going to be, you know, the biggest hole to fill. I thought Max Unger was really good and really underrated. So, you know, I thought they were big shoes. But, you know, they traded way up in the second round to get Eric McCoy. He had started 39 straight games at Texas A&M. I think he started every single game in high school. I mean, he just is a baller and a gamer, and he's been excellent. And you wouldn't know by watching Pete or watching Warford that there's been any difference inside. In fact, in some ways, he's an upgrade on Max Unger because I think he's more mobile. I think he gets to the second level a little bit better. But, you know, I can't speak to his ability to, you know, make protection calls and change the things at the line of scrimmage because I haven't heard him. But it looks like he's really good at doing all of that. And he just looks like a natural player. The Saints did their homework. They went after him. I thought he was the second best center in the draft after Garrett Bradbury. And he might be every bit as good as Bradbury right now. But he's been an excellent draft pick, just like a lot of the Saints draft picks. I mean, they kind of hit on him for sure.
We're talking to Brian Baldinger. You can find him on Twitter at BaldyNFL or at RDC Sports. Baldy, I want to ask you about, you know, just the special teams. We know Deontay Harris and Tariq Cohen can be explosive returners, but do you see this game maybe on Sunday coming down to the kickers, maybe having to hit a few long, you know, plus 50-yard field goals?
Well, I don't think you never want to have to count on 50-yard field goals, Deuce. I mean, I know that the percentages are going up, but field position is definitely going to play a big part of it. I mean, the Saints are playing with one arm tied behind their back without their best offensive player, two best offensive players, in Drew Brees and Kamara, and I'm not slighting Michael Thomas, but I mean, the game kind of starts with those two guys. So they're underhanded, they're a little undermanned right now, but. So field position is going to come into importance. And look, the Chicago Bears got knocked out of the playoffs last year when they couldn't make a field goal to win the game and go to New Orleans and play in the playoffs. So, you know, you don't really want to have to rely on that. But if it does, the kickers, they've had a lot of problems there in Chicago. They've gone through a bunch of them. So if it comes down to that, I think you just kind of close your eyes and cross your fingers and hope for the best if you're a Bears fan or even a Saints fan, because I don't know, there's no guarantees on a bad field at Soldier Field, which usually starts to get bad at this time of the year, and you never know what the winds are going to do.
Well, you definitely never know what the winds are going to do, but I can tell you the Saints probably like that position with Will Lutz as their kicker. Baldy, man, thank you so much for giving us a little bit of your time. You can find him on Twitter at BaldyNFL and at RDC Sports. That's Brian Baldinger joining us.
My pleasure, Deuce. Enjoy that Chicago town this weekend, man. Hope you guys come out with a win, man.
All right, brother. Appreciate it. Thanks for giving a little bit of your time. That was Radio.com Sports Insider, Brian Baldinger. Insider calls are brought to you by the mid-size Mitris from Mercedes-Benz. Make sure to go check out his podcast, Prevent Defense, out now on Radio.com and the Radio.com app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.